RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Coming soon, the all-new Sportage. For more, log on to kia.com.
Three big football matches in the capital in the last 6 days. Great to have big crowds at them all after the last 2 years. And lots of goals to keep everyone warm last night, Des Cahill.
Yeah, there were lots of goals. On a broader picture, Gavin, the number of one-sided matches in international games has been kind of shocking. But for the joy for the Irish fans, certainly last night, a record-breaking performance saw the Republic of Ireland women's side secure an 11-0 victory over Georgia in their World Cup qualifier at Tallaght Stadium. That's Ireland's biggest ever win. We'll have more on the one-sided games in a moment. Let's reflect on the Irish performance first. Denise O'Sullivan scored a 17-minute hat-trick either side of the break. Katie McCabe scored two in a very convincing victory over the group's lowest-ranked side. Ireland now move into second place in the group behind Sweden, who had a routine 3-0 victory over Slovakia. Kyra Caruso, Lucy Quinn, Saoirse Noonan, Amber Barrett, Megan Connolly, they all scored, as well as an own goal by the Georgian defender Bebia. Poor Bebia was later sent off very harshly, I thought, for a handball, conceding a penalty. And already struggling with 11 players, Georgia's fight collapsed after that. And Ireland's World Cup qualification hopes remain alive. But as I mentioned, very one-sided games have been a feature over the past couple of nights. Northern Ireland beat North Macedonia 9-0. Switzerland beat Lithuania 7-0. Spain beat Scotland 8-0. Austria were 9-0 winners over Luxembourg. And last night's scoreline in the England game was ridiculous. England beat Latvia 20-0. So Adrian Eames asked the Irish manager, Vera Powell, if it's a good thing that we have so many heavy defeats.
No, I don't think so. I think there's many huge scores in this week. UEFA need to think about that. I don't know if you know, but I have been talking about this, that it was coming on because of a few decisions that have been taken to create more and more and more opportunities for the best teams. And it's fantastic that the game is growing so much at the top level, but nobody took care of the second tier and the lower teams. And you see already, I had hoped that it would stay away a bit, but you see already the result of it. And UEFA really needs to think about it. I've offered my help, because I have been thinking about these things for many, many years. And yeah, I think that together we need to really think of how to solve this problem.
There's a break now, Vera, until the spring, and obviously the qualifying campaign resumes. We're second in the group at the moment, halfway through it. How do you see it shaping?
We said that if we win both games that we would be really on track. We still have it in our own hands, but because of we dropped 2 points on Thursday, it means that we do not have a lot of buffer anymore. So if the next part of the games are again the points that we have now, then it must be really strange to not qualify. But we need to have one huge result against either Finland or Sweden still.
Good luck with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Vera Powell there. Now, the bulk of the Munster rugby squad is on its way home from South Africa, but another 4 players tested positive for COVID yesterday. So a total of 14 players and staff have been left behind to isolate in Cape Town. A total of 34 people will arrive home today, and they'll follow mandatory self-isolation at their own locations. It throws Munster's European Cup preparations into turmoil. They're due to play Wasps on Sunday week. Munster and Cardiff have been stuck in Cape Town since South Africa was added to the UK government's travel red list. Cardiff are set to return to the UK tomorrow. The Irish women's cricket squad has arrived back in Ireland too after their World Cup qualifier in Zimbabwe was cancelled over the weekend. The majority of the squad will isolate in hotels for 10 days in Dublin and go through a series of PCR tests. In soccer news, Stephen O'Donnell is now firm favourite to take over as the new Dundalk manager after the club announced that Vinnie Perth has departed for the second time in 15 months. Just 3 days after helping St Pat's to FAI Cup success, O'Donnell, who's out of contract at Richmond Park, is now expected to take over at Oriel Park along with his assistant Patrick Craig. However, O'Donnell still doesn't have a pro licence, so a coach with the necessary badges will also have to be recruited. There were 2 games in the English Premier League last night. At Elland Road, Leeds United beat Crystal Palace 1-0 with a penalty in the 94th minute from Brazilian winger Rafinha. At St James's Park, Newcastle and Norwich drew 1-1. Newcastle's Irish defender Kieran Clark was sent off in the 9th minute for pulling down Timu Pukki, but the 10 men did go ahead through a Callum Wilson penalty, only for Pukki to equalise for Norwich. Newcastle stay bottom, Norwich move up to 18th. The Newcastle manager, Eddie Howe, was asked if, having gone ahead, he believed the 10 men could hang on for a first win.
Of course, yeah, when you 1-0 up and with the way that we had defended in the match to that point, you thought, I did believe. And I don't think they created too many clear-cut openings. I thought our goalkeeper did make a couple of good saves, but there was nothing, no spell of pressure where you thought a goal was coming. And so when it did come, I was surprised. I haven't seen it again. I'd need to see where we could have done better, but it was a crushing blow in that moment. And I think that, again, the good thing is that we didn't go under and we protected what could be a precious point.
I'm sure you've been told about the statistic that no side has ever stayed up after not winning any of their opening 14 games, but how do you approach the rest of the season, and do you still believe, I mean, how do you assess the challenge ahead?
Challenge ahead is huge. We're under no illusions at the size of what we face. But I'm a positive guy, and I believe that we can achieve what we need to do. Of course, that needs to show in the games, and we need to get the wins that we need. Draws are not going to be enough. We're going to need to win matches. But first and foremost, you need to have the spirit within the group to deliver what you need. And I feel, since we've been here, that the spirit and the togetherness has grown. And that's going to be key for us.
He needs to be an optimist. In rugby, Bundee Aki will miss Connacht's big game against Leinster at the RDS on Friday night due to a knee injury. Connacht hoping to build on back-to-back wins over Ulster and Ospreys as they seek to repeat their famous victory at the RDS last season. Finally for now, racing today is at Dundalk and the first race is off at 1:40.